That can be
true.
I mean, it's not new to anybody that we have a rather, sometimes we've had a rather dysfunctional atmosphere in the way we do business on boards, on committees. Like I said, I think it's gotten, I think it's better than it used to be, but there are still problems.
Nancy?
Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
Yep. Program director doesn't necessarily have to go to the meeting, but if he could call in and answer questions that have been given to him before, or just some kind of communication between board and program director. I rarely see that man. Even if I go to the station, I'm lucky if I can catch him. And I know he's very busy, but, I mean, he doesn't have to go there in body. But any kind of communication between LSB and the program director, that's great. I think that's wonderful. So we should get the LSB more involved in thinking about improving programming instead of some may just want to protect the status quo and not thinking about improvement. And then nothing gets changed. Nothing. It just everything becomes stagnant. That's the worst thing. Why don't we invite the program director to the LSB? Have a list of questions that he can answer so he can prepare in advance.
We could certainly do that, and individual LSBs could certainly do that.
I don't think our LSB at KPFT is really thinking about programming that much. There are more about other, it's not, people are not thinking deep. Not everybody wants to be on the program council or the program national, I mean, it's not a sought-after thing. A lot of people don't listen to the other programming. I mean, even our programmers, some of them don't even listen to our station. They just come in for their own program and they leave, and they said they spend most of the time on the Internet. They only listen to our station on the car. So getting people who really are passionate about improving our programming, that's a treasure, those people, and we should have a way where we can hear what they have to say about improving, and in a way where they, you know, can be done with it safely. And even all five stations, all the programmers have everybody send to a postal box, snail mail, and then we publish it back. So there's oversight over it. There's no oversight over what needs to be done, and then nothing. There's no pressure to do anything differently. That's bad. That's what I feel.
You know, Alex raised an interesting point too that we haven't discussed. Most program directors come to the radio station, from what I understand. I haven't done a survey, but I would imagine to really try and do a good job. Because of the politics that are going on, they wind up being forced to either align themselves, or there's a perception that they're aligned with a faction that develops as a result of these board elections. And then they, depending on who's in control, which faction is in control, their life becomes easy or it becomes miserable. And that's why a lot of them don't. One of the reasons why a lot of them don't want to come to the meetings, because they wind up being attacked.
Yeah, that's certainly so. But okay, this is Rodrigo. What we have passed basically is just a resolution that we require now management, anybody from management, to be present during our meeting at the local station. So they must come or send someone who's going to represent them. So they got to come. There's no choice, right? So they got to listen not only to the local station board, but they got to listen to the people who come to those meetings, those public meetings. And certainly, I think Mr. Singer was saying, you know, it depends on the station. Yes, you know, but that's, you know, I mean, I don't know the station of different stations, but some stations, you know, there are always problems, there will be factions and all that stuff, but this is like part of it. I mean, this is, after all, you know, this is what we, you know, are dealing with, right? People that are like so different ideas, you know, from different backgrounds and all this. So it's kind of natural. We gotta argue, you know, in dialogue and all that stuff, but they gotta be there. So for us, it's now, like, you know, since, you know, last meetings, you know, they've been there. I mean, it's no choice, you know, there's no choice. You gotta be there, and we just want you here, you know. You gotta listen, and listen to us, and listen to the people. That's it, you know. So, but I don't know, it might work.
I have a question. Does the KPFK PD, does he come to the LSB meetings?
Yeah, he does. You know, from time to time, he does, or the general manager. Or
comes, or the general manager comes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. Of course, they gotta come.
Do they?
Yeah.
So both of them come sometimes.
Both of them comes, you know, or. You know,
wow.
Either one, or, you know, or GM, or PD, or assistance of the GM, you know, so they got to be there. They got to come and give, you know, their report to us.
Really?
Of course.
Our PD never came to the LSP.
Well, you got to your PD and your GM is an employee of the foundation, right? So they are an employee. They are not the owners of the foundation. They are nothing else than an employee. So you're the one who hires them. They don't hire you. So you hire them. You got the power to ask them to come and give you their report and listen to what you gotta say, because we hire them, right? No, we don't hire them.
We don't hire the PD. We hire
the
general manager. The PD reports to the general manager, and the general manager can fire the PD or not without anything from the LSB. The LSB has some capacity to oversee and a responsibility to oversee the general manager, and can recommend he be fired if they want, but. As far as I know, we don't have any direct oversight over the PD.
Well, don't you have a program and search committee from the local station board? So don't you have like a list of names of that you see through, right? That you kind of say, this one is good. No.
No, the present program director was. Please let me finish. Was hired by the general manager. There was no. He may have instituted a search, but it was not a function of the LSP.
No. We do have.
Well, George here, the local station board is empowered to be involved in the search for the program director. We've done that at WBAI in the past. We don't actually hire them, that's true, but we are involved in the search, and we do evaluate them, or we're supposed to anyway.
Is that part of the bylaws, or that's you just do it?
Yes, it's in the bylaws. The local station board evaluates both the general manager and the program director.
It makes
its recommendations as far as the program director is concerned to the general manager, and the general manager takes it from there. I will say, though, that there seems to be a confusion in some people's minds between the role of governance and the role of management. We are not in that sense as members of governance boards. We're not the bosses of the general manager or the program director. We have an oversight function, but the boss is the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation, and she reports to the Pacifica National Board. So that's how it works. If everybody on the local station board goes around thinking they're the boss of the program director, you're going to have a program director who's going to be very unhappy because he thinks he's got lots of bosses and he doesn't know where to turn, who he should be listening to. It can't work that way.
If I may, this is Benito. Yeah. I agree absolutely with Alex. And also I would say that it's our... Somebody a minute ago was describing, I guess, the process at the mass committee process with the PD at, I guess, WBAI, or whatever session it was. it's that's the way it works at PFW as well. You know, and so that the LSB does have a role in selecting who the PD would be, although, of course, the GM makes the final decision, which is where we're at right as we speak. But I would say that, you know, I think that we have missed in this conversation, we have missed a lot of what Bernard was saying. You know, and although it is true that we have two different, I think we have two different kinds of problems. We have PDs that are not accountable to the LSB or the listenership, which is what I hear from a lot of folks on the call. But we have the opposite problem as well, which both Bernard and I think someone else spoke to, which is we have LSBs that are run amok by political agendas and want to exert those political agendas on the PD and the station and so on and so on. And that one is one extreme is just as bad, in my opinion at least, one extreme is just as bad as the other. And neither of them are going to allow the station to progress. And so we have to respect, I think, the professionalism and the need for professionalism of the staff on the one hand. And a lot of times I think the LSBs, you know, forget, you know, that they're dealing with people who are professionals. You know, LSB members are not professionals. We don't know about programming. And we want to tell professionals what to do. Well, you know, when I was, I'll just make an example, which I always tell to the LSB here at PFW. You know, when I was paid organizer, tenant organizer, and I had I had board members that would come in, and some of the same people I was organizing, but they also on the board, and now they want to tell me how to do my job. I'm not going to take very kindly to that. Well, I'm the organizer. I know what I'm doing. This is my job, you know, and y'all need to respect that at the same time that I need to respect that I'm accountable to y'all as the people that I'm trying to organize. So it goes both ways. And so I think that what we need to do is to find some kind of happy medium, which is what Rodrigo, you know, when Rodrigo was quoting from the bylaws, that's what it talks about. They work together.
Yeah, but they don't actually.
Right. So we got to make it happen.
This conversation.
Right.
So the question is, where do we go from here? How can we move this forward? I mean, something that that came up in the conversation with Alex struck me, which is essentially the PD is responsible to the executive director, who is responsible to the program, to the PNB.
Yeah.
So that if, which reaffirms me in the sense that it's worth trying to get something through the PNB that will encourage the kind of cooperation that needs to be happening and that isn't happening, where some of these things which come out in terms of faction fights could perhaps be discussed in terms of a principal discussion about, you know, where do we really need to go, given who we are and what's possible. So I'm still feeling like we should be looking to see, to try to craft something like that, something that the PMB can do and put in place that will encourage this process. And I'm sort of looking for suggestions from you all, if you want to do it, as to just how to do that.
George?
Yeah, Alex, go ahead.
My suggestion is that we craft, I don't have anything ready at this moment, but we craft something that's not too specific and that allows the individual local station boards to change in various ways, but that does set a policy that the way in which the local station boards fulfill their responsibility to evaluate programming is through the establishment of a program council
that reports to the local station board, and that has input from all parties involved in programming.
Could you repeat that wording again, please?
Is this Alex talking?
Yes. The proposal would be something like this. I don't have an exact wording. That the way the PNB sets a policy stating that the manner in which the local station boards fulfill their responsibility, their oversight role in terms of programming, is to establish program councils that provide regular feedback to the local station boards, and we can leave the composition and the exact responsibilities of those program councils open to the implementation of the different local station boards. But I think we need to at least say that this is how it should be done, because the bylaws give the local station boards a responsibility to oversee programming, but they don't, they're completely silent as to how that should be done. So one thing the Pacifica National Board can do is where there are certain ambiguities or holes in our bylaws, we can interpret or fill in some of those holes. And I think this would be a useful way to do it.
Do you want to try to do it now, Alex, or do you want to sort of try to take some time and put it together, a resolution?
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't do it now.
You know, but
is there a consensus that we want to do that? Let's sort of just go round about.
Yeah, well, I'd certainly like to hear what Bernard thinks of that.
Well, I think that once again that, you know, the program, if you get establish a program council, then what is it going to feed into? What is it going to make sure that the program director is doing? I think that you have to have the program committee and the program director sit down and make a decision on where the station is going to go, what kind of issues, what kind of programs you want to put into place. And then the program council monitors that and makes sure that, you know, that those things are happening. But if you just work on the program council, you still got a problem. You still got competing entities. You still got a program committee that believes that it should be determining what the programs are going to be.
So some places, like, we don't have I don't even think we have a programming committee anymore. The program council was supposed to fulfill both of those functions, which was to say, to discuss and set forth goals in collaboration with the program director, and then to also to implement them and evaluate programs and so on. And so maybe there's some good sense in separating the two functions, which is what I hear Bernard saying. And I gather that's because, Bernard, you have some experience that way. I mean, has there been a functioning programming committee in the LSB at BAI?
Yes. Well, when I was there, contrary to what some folks say, we had a program council and a program committee, and we met jointly because it just made sense, because otherwise we were duplicating efforts. And so we met jointly. And my problem was that there was no real consensus on what kind of station we wanted WBAI to be. And there were certainly trends in the board that wanted it to be one way, and members of the program council saw it another way, and I had to wind up dealing with both of them, and it couldn't please either one of them.
Let me say something here. I was the first chair of the programming committee at WBAI, and Bernard, you never came once to a meeting of the programming committee when I was the chair. That was the first 9 months.
I didn't say that, did I? Said that the program committee began to meet jointly with the program council, and I don't think you came to any of those committee meetings.
Well, I don't think I was ever invited. So,
well, we're hearing some of the conflict coming up now.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold it in because the members of the program council began to come to the program committee on a regular basis, and we would discuss issues around programming when we would meet.
Okay, so there's a couple of things on the table. One was Alex's suggestion that there be a program council with really broad, a mandate and sort of parameters for it, so that different stations could sort of work it out differently for themselves. But coming from the PNB, and what I hear Bernard saying is there really should be a two-step process. There should be a programming committee somehow, which is going to be of the LSP, which is going to be responsible for somehow making policy decisions, and the program council is going to be more about implementing. Did I get that correctly, Bernard, about what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay. So any thoughts about any of that, other people?
Just one parting thought. I'm not having been the chair of the WBI program committee on two different occasions, it's not a functioning committee at the moment. It hasn't met in over a year. I don't think programming committees do very much. And one reason they don't do very much is it's not clear what they're supposed to do. They're neither fish nor fowl. They're neither a program council nor any kind of local station board advisory committee that anybody cares about, it seems. So I think it would make more sense to cut through all that bureaucratic red tape and just have functioning program councils. A program council could do exactly what Bernard says should be done. They could hold discussions with the program director, work out what kind of programming grid the station should have, and let the program director implement it with input as they go along, and so on. I don't see why that couldn't be done by a program council. So that's my two cents on that.
Other thoughts on the matter?
Yeah, Nancy on the stack, please. In the governance committee, local KPFD governance committee, we thought about a program council that would be open to anyone, and it would just be gathering input from listeners, from public, from anyone. So anyone who wanted to participate, just gathering input like this, don't like that, need this, need that, from everyone, and present this information in some kind of organized style to the program director and the management, and that way, and the LSP, that way everyone, it's published. So everyone, there's oversight there. If everybody knows about it and all these good ideas come out and it's they're implemented or they're not even tried, or there's some kind of pressure there when you've got a lot of people knowing about all these good ideas. At present, at KPFT, we do not have this. And at the last program council meeting and the one before that, the last program council and the last year before that, because I attended it, the program director was getting input through the emails from listeners and not sharing them with the program council. And program council had their own email. It was programcouncil@kpfd.org. Not one email did they receive. And the webmaster said this program council email address is being funneled, and she cannot see where it's going to. It's probably the program director understands where it is. So I think it's some kind of fear of control there. We never got, never in the program council, anything, any program proposals we did not get. And I went to a CAB meeting just because I thought I should see what it's like. There was only three or four people in there, and they were given program proposals, new program proposals. Some of them were 1 year old. We never got them when we were in the program council. So it was no mistrust. And also, the program director did not come to a lot of our meetings, just, complained about the program council and wasn't going to come. And the last few meetings, I think the last three months, he didn't even show up. So we didn't, mistrust. And the last program council, two members said, we are not going to be a rubber stamp for management. So management did not give this last program council anything to really vote on. Nothing. didn't ask us to do anything vote. So I think we need, I think the main point that we all agreed on at the last meeting is that we really want input from the listeners who have the really important, that's the people we're supposed to be pleasing are the listeners and the programmers and the boards, anyone who's connected with the Pacifica, and that's what we should be doing, have oversight over those suggestions. For example, a suggestion like, oh, we only, at KPFD, we only do severe traffic and severe weather only in the morning, four times, I think, in the morning, early morning rush hour and the afternoon rush hour. Otherwise, we don't say it. And I think that's crazy because sometimes, yeah.
Nancy, we're getting too specific about these things.
Okay.
What's
things like that.
What's on the table right now is how are we going to move forward from here? There are two kind of suggestions. Both of them, I think, involve a resolution, putting something before the PNB for them to act on. Any further thoughts about any of that, about how to move forward and those two suggestions?
Well, can you clarify which suggestions?
Well, it was Alex's that the PNB essentially should say, look, there needs to be a locus for which the collaboration and the between the LSB as a sort of representative of the listeners and charged with oversight and the management in the form of the program director, that there needs to be a locus where those kind of conversations can be had and where policies can be discussed, put in place, and acted on, and that should be a program council to do that. So that was Alex's suggestion. And Bernard was saying, well, maybe there should be a program committee also in the LSB, which somehow functions to do the policy part, and then the program council would be more of kind of an executive, acting on those and putting into place the specifics for those kind of policies. So those are the two alternatives that I heard, and my suggestion is going to be.
What about the local station board, as in terms of, basically fulfilling the mission, as, program directors to be at their local station board meeting? Why not?
They can do that,
or
Rodrigo, but it still doesn't. That would be a recommendation to the PNB then, because since the executive director is really directly in charge of the program director, it could be a directive that you have to be at these LSB meetings. That's a possibility. What's that?
What about the manager?
Or both. And in our case, the general manager always shows up and the program director never shows up. So not quite never. Occasionally comes in for a little bit for something specific, but basically is not involved in an ongoing conversation with the LSB. But that could change. I mean, the PNB could direct that, and it would happen. So that would be something else that could be put in if you want to.
No, I'm just asking, I mean, for us it's better if PM comes, then, you got to talk to the PD, whatever they say. As long as just some management comes to the local station board meeting, we are fine. So they are, because now they are required to answer, to the people that are there, to the local station board members, and I mean, besides the politics are going to be there forever. So that's part of this institution, right? So, I do think, that also, even though I agree with Benito that these, PDs are, professional, but you got to remember that members of the board are professionals too. I've been doing programming for many, many, many years, so representing the staff. Because the local station boards are not only, listener representatives, they are staff representatives. So, they got really good ideas. So, I mean, I think it's a good thing, even for them, because, once they start coming to the local station board meeting, the fire goes less. Right, because people see that they are there giving the face, and talking and, at least listening to what the people are to say. So then, I think that the attacks, from our perspective, that's what I've seen, at least, that's my own his only perception, right? As a, not talking by the rest of the local station board members. But I've seen, you know, that it's a better understanding when someone from management comes to the local station board meetings, you know, and give the report. Okay? Right? So that helps a lot, you know, but that's only what I see.
Anybody else want to comment?
Yes, Benito. I was going to suggest that maybe, and someone spoke to this a little while ago, that part of the problem is that we are never clear, have never been clear, what the role of each partner is. So, you know, we don't know what the role of the LSB should be. We don't know what the role of the PD should be, et cetera. We don't know what, you know, the role of listener reps and programmer reps should be on the LSB. We don't know any of that. And so we step on each other. I was going to suggest that maybe we need to set up some kind of subcommittee or task force or something that would define the roles of each, I'm missing the word here, stakeholder, that's the word I was looking for, that to define the role of each of the stakeholders and how they would work together with respect to programming and come up with a proposal, I guess, for the next meeting.
Well, anybody want to do that? Want to participate in that?
Well, I would participate for one.
Okay. Alex, would you be willing to put in writing some of your thoughts about this? Is Alex still there?
He's either muted. Yeah, I was on mute. Yeah, sure. I'll put something out, and you can.
Bernard,
feel free to respond to it.
Okay. Yeah. One thought occurs to me is that the LSBs are actually committees of the PNB, so. The PNB actually has direct authority over the LSBs, sometimes difficult to actually do, but it does, in principle, anyway. So that end of it could also be included in whatever we put together. Nancy, did you want to contribute as well?
Yes. We did have, at KPFG, we did hire a marketing company to survey our listeners, and they gave us a verdict, which is not good. It was words like dinosaur and a retirement station and change necessary. Yes, these are the words that it was a 44-page thing. So we got this marketing grant, so the manager decided to spend it this way. And so we do need change. And I want something not blah, not vague, but some list of things that everybody thinks are real important. A list of, you know, of guidelines that, you know, have, like, when is the last time your programs have been evaluated? At KPFT, it's been 5 years. Even though our program council pushed and, please do a program evaluation, it never happened. And still, I mean, it's 5 years. How late have
you'd like to contribute a list of specifics that ought to be paid attention
specifics.
To?
Specifics, yes, and also the selection of the whoever is going to be interested in this. I don't like it political, where it's all stacked, where the management and PD just keep control over things, and then there's no change. It's like they don't want any trouble, you know. So right now we're having at our KPFT, Teresa Allen's plan is just too supportive of management, the way she, and she's decided who's the chair already. So, I mean, it's not even democratic. There's no election of the chair. It's just been picked. I don't know why they picked that person, really, except that
again,
money.
You're getting specific about
okay,
our
I'm getting
station.
Specific.
We need to bring this meeting to a conclusion, and there's a sense that people want to work on producing some documents for the next meeting that we can sift through and perhaps vote on and send forth to the
PNB. Since Benito is the one that said we should suggest a subcommittee to define the stakeholders' role, and I think Benito should be in charge of this subcommittee. Also, what kind of necessary things that, you know, like youth? Does it have? Are we getting more, reaching out to the youth in our programming? Can we do more? Can even our present programs that are not necessarily youth-related, but can they expand their or change or create a place, a time in their program to reach out to the youth? So we should all be thinking, since we're all interested in programming and we're passionate about it, we should have some things that are basic that's just missing that we and that you would want for all our stations, for the future generations of Pacifica, to have some guidelines. We don't want to leave it blah like this and not too specific. I'm sorry, Alex. I don't think that's good, because who knows what people are going to do later. I mean, we're on the verge of dying. I mean, we need to do something, and I think we need to do anything that involves everybody thinking. And if it's just right now, there's three stations, no program council. I think we, since we have no program councils there, or
Nancy, the way to do governance is not to try to impose your specific ideas on the whole network. I'm sorry,
that will never work. Don't talk over me. I think that we have to do with what we have. We have LSB, and if LSB, we encourage them to put their ideas, how they think to improve programming, and then gather these things. Just work with what we have. We're all supposed to be passionate about Pacifica surviving, and we cannot continue in the same fashion. We have to improve and change, and somebody said that word change. I'm glad they do, but we have to put something out in words.
That's what we're trying to do.
But not leave it open.
But here's my suggestion, that people put together and post on the Yahoo group their suggestions for the kind of statement we want to make to the PNB, the kind of thing we want to ask the PNB to do, and people can critique that on the group as well. If people want to communicate in other ways, of course that's fine, but at least we'll have something in front of us the next time in writing, some things in front of us in writing, and we can go to it from there and see if we can come to some agreement as to what we want to put forth to the PNB. I get a sense that we do want to put something forth to the PNB. I think I hear a consensus on that. So
yeah, I'll go forward with that, George. And I do have to leave this call now. But
okay, we're really out of time now. I don't want this meeting to go past 2 hours. So
what's the agenda for the next time? Continuation of program council? Or?
Yes. I mean, I think that's right. I think what we'll do is we'll take up the written statements that come to us through the group. Benito, does that work for you?
Yeah, but although I would suggest that this group actually meet so we can discuss things, but whatever folks want to do.
That's fine. When do we want this group meeting? I mean, essentially when Michael comes back, that'll be the working group. We could have another meeting within 2 weeks, but I think we should have some stuff in writing before then to sort of go on, or we can have a subgroup meeting if you prefer. But everyone seems to be engaged with this, so my sense would be to have another meeting in about 2 weeks and try to get some stuff written before then. Does that work?
Okay.
What day is good?
Well, Friday's has been just, I sort of inherited Friday. Friday's okay with me. I mean, I don't have any problem with it.
I think Alex has a problem with Fridays, isn't it?
Friday doesn't throw me, but I'm just saying goodbye. It's been a productive meeting, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay.
Let's see. How about Friday the 14th? That's 2 weeks from... Oh, no, that won't work for me. How about Friday the 21st? 3 weeks from now. It'll give us plenty of time to think this through and write stuff up, and you could have a subgroup meeting too if you wanted. I just can't meet on the 14th, and that's the first Friday that's available.
Okay.
Okay. Any objection to the 21st? Friday the 21st.
And the agenda is a programming council or program improving the programming important things to encourage. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what to
do. The roles of each stakeholder and how they would work together on programming.
Excellent. Yep.
work together.
And in the form of a suggestion to the PNB, put in together a form that they can actually read it and act on it and have some sense of what kind of structure they're putting in place.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. So we got the next meeting. Anything else that needs to happen tonight?
Thank you. Thank everybody. Thank John for doing our technical support.
And thank you all. Yeah.
I would just like to know how to get a hold of, how do I contact the members of the group? Of the
committee?
Oh, it's easy. You go to kpftx.org and you don't even have to be on, you don't even have to have access. You don't have to log in. And you click on calendar. And there you'll see, in the left-hand corner, you'll see two things that say, see meeting list. Now, that gives you the email addresses of everybody. There's also the Yahoo group. Are you a member of the Yahoo group?
I don't know. I guess probably not. I don't even know what Yahoo group we're talking about.
Okay, that's great. So I will see to it that you get on the Yahoo group. I think I have your email. That's all that's needed. I don't have your email address.
Check it to you right now.
Yeah, if you would.
P like in Victor, I, V like in Victor, E, A like in Albert, L like in Larry, B like in Boy, I like in India, Z like in Zebra, U like in Unicorn, @gmail.
Okay.
Maybe you better email
George. Let me see if I got them all. V-I-V-E-A-L. L.
No. B.
Do you want to do this on the stream? Do you really want to tell everybody?
We're going to do it right now. So just
okay.
Let me do it. Okay.
Okay.
It'll be done. Go ahead.
V like in Victor. I like in India. V like in Victor. E like in Edward.
Yep.
A like in Albert.
Yep.
L like in Larry. B
yep.
like in Boy. Yep. I like in India. Z like in Zebra, U like in Unicorn, @gmail.
I got it.
Okay.
Vivial Bizou.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
So all I got to do is go to the calendar and then click on meeting list, see meeting list, and it gives you the email addresses of everybody on the committee.
It doesn't. What it gives you is the names of everybody on the committee, but I'm going to send you an email and CC it to everybody else, and it'll have everybody's name on it.
Oh, excellent.
George,
yes.
It does not have any of the emails. It just has the names of people,
I
believe.
That, so I know.
Can you send us the telephone numbers and emails?
I haven't got the telephone numbers. John, do you have them?
No, I don't. I have
so
the
what I'll do is I'll send
but...
out an email to the committee, and then everybody can send back their telephone number to the rest.
Okay, and the ones that don't want it to be shown, say please hide, or just only the committee members know that everybody be careful not to show.
Only the committee members are going to get the email, so.
Okay. Let me clarify. Benito is in charge of that subcommittee for defining stakeholders' relationship with.
The subcommittee is essentially a committee of the whole.
Committee of the whole. Okay.
But if Benito wants to do something more between now and then, he's certainly free to do it. As you know, to get people together. And I wouldn't mind doing it again. But I do think we need some stuff in writing before we have the next discussion. That's my sense.
I would agree, and I think George is the chair of the committee, and this is a committee of the whole, so it would make sense to me that he would lead this. And, you know, this is my first meeting here this year, so I'd be hesitant to, you know, I don't really know the context of what we're doing.
Okay.
I appreciate
George,
the support.
George, you have time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't know how you're busy, so thank you. Okay.
Okay, anything else?
Good.
Okay, good night all. I think it's been a productive meeting. Appreciate your commitment.
I appreciate it,
everybody.
Thanks.
Everybody, thank you.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.